Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, we had some pretty rotten weather here on the East Coast. Yeah, I'm sure there are about all these rains and tornadoes and heck knows what. But right now is a no-rain day, warm and muggy. Pea soup. Yeah. Man, I mean, I haven't even gone out of the house. It's 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I'm in New York City. And, well, first I'll tell you about who I'm going to have on the show, and then I got some interesting shit to share, as I'll say. Well, on show today, I'm going to have a woman, I'm sorry, this is making noises. Angelica Krishna, she's the owner of A Do Clothing. It's actually A period, D period, O period. A Do Clothing. And the clothing has herbs in it. It's made with herbs. Don't understand, but she'll be on to talk about that. And then I also have finally getting Joseph Perry, who the table serves. Who I did describe at one point about these great portable tables that he has that look just as good as if they're permanent tables. And, well, before I get into some of the other chats that I have, it's time for a sponsor. This one for a particular reason.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Oh, I said get them at brownies.com, and I wish I had those brownies now, believe me, after what I got. Well, let me first explain. There's this whole thing where we bring out responsibility, things getting lost, packages. Okay. Well, before I get into the food one, I would like to talk about this thing that happened with this Sports Museum of America that closed down. Well, they didn't, of course, let people know in advance enough that it closed, and so all the artifacts were there, and the artifacts, most of them, some people Billie Jean King, who has a wing there, got smart and packed up when she probably found out about it. But one of the things that was there was Andrea Douglas's jersey, her retired jersey. And we had a whole ceremony there last October. I believe it was, it could have been the 12th, I guess, because it was Columbus Day that we went there. And we presented her retired jersey, and she signed it and had a whole big ceremony there, and the sports commissioner was there. Oh, it was something else. And I waited for this jersey to get displayed, and I kept on communicating with them, and they weren't giving me an answer, and then suddenly I find out they closed the place. So it became, where is Andrew Douglas's jersey? And it was this whole thing about, from what I got, that they took the artifacts. Oh, first they wanted money. They wanted people to give them money to get back the artifacts, not necessarily the ones that were donated. Now, there's donating, and this is one that was on loan, which means, you know, when you loan somebody, you're not supposed to pay them to get it back. They were actually asking us for money, like it was like $1,500 to get this thing, to get the jersey back that never went on display in the first place. So I decided, this is totally ridiculous, I called Seven on Your Side. And we were doing everything we could to hunt it down. I'm not sure what the, you know, where this all went. Andrew's been handling it. But I spoke to Andrew today to find out they lost the jersey. Everything had gone into a warehouse in New Jersey. So it's the Jersey in Jersey, a warehouse in New Jersey, a company called Crozier Fine Arts. Now, I don't know how they lost it. And I'm not clear, like, how they decided they lost it. I mean, did somebody just take, like, all these artifacts and just shove it in one box or a couple of boxes and say, here, just store this? Didn't anybody, like, write down what these things are? So the question is, who's going to take responsibility for things? And that's what happens. No, people don't want to take responsibility. Will I get after this? Of course I'm going to get after this. Because I want to know. I want the jersey back. I had spent too much time getting this done because it would have been the first item from a women's tackle football team to have been displayed at the Sports Museum of America. Now, they were saying they still don't even know what's happening, even that they closed. Somebody might buy it. But even if someone buys it, we're still, there's a missing jersey. So, needless to say, I will. I have every intention of pursuing this. Now, the other thing, oh, goodness gracious, the mystery package, I call this. Okay. So, I'm in Bellingham. This was, I'm leaving Bellingham on the 18th, and I believe it could have been, I'm not sure whether it was that morning. I think it was that morning, the 18th. When it was told to us that, because it was a group trip, and they said if there's stuff you didn't want to haul home, just, you know, leave, you know, put it, we'll put it, package it all up and send it to you. And I'm thinking, now, I don't know how it's going to be sent. In my mind, I'm thinking, it'll, you know, arrive in a couple of days. So I'm putting in all kinds of goody stuff there, things that are perishable, which I'll explain in this. And I'm waiting, but including that, there's all kinds of media stuff so I can do the articles. So now it is it's not Tuesday. Let's see. It's like later in the week, and I'm emailing to find out what the story is. When I'm, you know, getting this, and I get an email saying it was sent on Tuesday, it should arrive Friday. Now I'm thinking, oh, goodness gracious, what, as you know, whatever's in there. And so, as because Friday is now arriving, I decide I need to find out the tracking number. Okay. So what had happened is, due to their having to ship wine, they had to send it through some company, Country Wine, something, which, you know, let me see what the name of this was. Let's see. I'll tell you in a second. Because I have to tell you this because it's, yes, the humor of this is, who this wonderful people are. Let's see. I'll get this down here. Okay. Purple Smile Wines. That's it. That's Purple Smile Wines. Let me, okay, so Purple Smile Wines is doing shipping because they say that, you know, they're one of the only ones authorized in that area to ship alcohol. And so, you know, it gets packaged and they ship it. And I'm asking, like, when, get, you know, I need a tracking number. And they give me a tracking number, and I go on to UPS for the tracking number to see that it's going to arrive, not Friday, but Tuesday. Okay. Now, so Tuesday is arriving, and needless to say, I'm sitting home. I'm even avoiding going to the toilet because I don't want to miss this package because I'm really concerned about what's in there that's rotting away. And so I go back on UPS to track it, and it now says that at 5:04 or something p.m., oh, it has to be signed. It said it just has to be signed by an adult. Okay. So at 5:04 p.m., and it says basically no one was there to sign for it. I'm going, what are they talking about? I'm sitting in my house here. And so I call UPS, and it turns out that it went to the wrong address. Instead of 9134, it went off to 9434. And that person wasn't home to sign for it, so that it went back to the, not to the, you know, not out to Cal, to Washington, but to the, you know, UPS place. Okay. And so now I'm calling to find out what's going on with this, to find, to get that somebody. That's what happened. Somebody put the wrong address, and I'm looking to see whether it was UPS or somebody at Purple Smile Wines. And I call Purple Smile Wines, and they say it's in their system for 9134, but perhaps, you know, whatever. And so I'm asking UPS now what to do. They said, well, you can either come to the facility and pick it up. Yeah, right. Or Purple Smile has to call them to tell them to what address to send it to. So I'm calling Purple Smile, and this was, and so I'm, yeah, this is on Tuesday, and they said they'll take care of it. Well, okay, so it's now Wednesday, and I'm tracking it again, and according to that, it, somewhere in the afternoon, it was rerouted, but they didn't catch it on time. They said it was asked to be rerouted. They didn't catch it on time, so a second attempt for delivery went to 9434. And so, again, and it turns out the woman, I think her name was Andrika, from Purple Smile Wines, apologizes because she wrote the wrong address and hopes that things will arrive okay. Okay. So, of course, now I'm waiting by the time it's going to get it. It's now today. All right, so we're talking about, close to almost 2 weeks. I'm picturing the UPS guy swatting flies or wearing a gas mask or heck knows what. And just a little while ago before the show, the package arrives. And again, I'm, you know, well, The first thing I did was smell the rotten apple. Yes. So the rotten apple, who was the rotten apple compliment of Bellwood Apples had given me an apple, fresh apple, pears and cider, self-guided farm tour. We didn't go there. I'm not sure what happened that Saturday where people went because I had to leave early Saturday morning. And so there was that rotten apple, but you really couldn't smell it that bad because there was some lavender sent by some company. However, okay. Now, what I couldn't figure about was the bottle of wine because I did take a bottle of wine home with me. I wrapped it really well and, you know, put it under the plane, et cetera, and took that one bottle of wine home. I was like at least hoping I'd enjoy a bottle of wine, and it turns out it's a red wine, the second one, a two. The first one was a red wine, which I had given to a gift to somebody because I'm allergic to red wines. And I told them I'm allergic to red wines. Okay, so I get another red wine, which I didn't need in the first place. However, okay, so there is this other stuff, and it is a little like a note, like, you know, and it says, "Welcome, culinary writers. We hope you enjoy the sampling of some of our C-Shop," oh, the letter C, "C-Shop homemade candies." I absolutely cannot tell what any of these things, these mushy melted things are all over. But it says it's a clamshell with homemade caramel, as opposed to caramel. Caramel and macadamia nut, a peanut butter yum, a peanut butter filling covered in white coating, dream, a layer of homemade caramel corn and white coating, dark chocolate and white coated, almond buttered toffee, mint Sunday, in parentheses, green, well, milk chocolate, cashew cluster, pistachio crunch, molded seashells, milk chocolate and white, and fudge, just a bite of one of many of our many favorites. So far I have all these melted chocolates and whatever. A totally rotten apple, wine that I'm allergic to, and there was also a pint of, honey roasted peanut butter that cracked, the plastic cracked. And the peanut butter is seeping out. I don't think, I don't know at what point that it got seeped out, but I don't intend to eat that peanut butter either. I'm not sure what is there to save. Now, the cheese was Camembert cheese. And it looks well wrapped, although I don't know if cheese like that has to be refrigerated. I'm going to call, like, you know, Trader Joe's or someplace just to find out. Because if it has to been refrigerated, yeah, well, you know what I mean. So things are all over the place, all over. I have to look at, haven't really opened up the entire box, but I'm going to take photos of what the things did look like. I'll have to definitely call C-Shop and just ask them I'm not sure if they want to send me over. There was a piece of chocolate. I saw that piece of dark chocolate in there too, and I really wanted that. And Oh, man. There was also, what was orange covered? Well, not orange covered. It was like a crunchy thing, orange flavored covered or something. Hazelnuts. Again, you know, when all these things are stored like this and, yeah, and not getting, yeah, well, I'm not sure that I want to indulge in any of it. But anyway, yes. I'm going to pause right now. For a song from Hair, the show Hair.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation.
not sure we want. Well, I guess we do want to let the sunshine in as opposed to the rain, but it's been quite hot. Yeah, certainly has. So let's see. I did have something. What did I have? I did have something a bit humorous here. Let's see. Men, okay. A man was driving when a traffic camera flashed. He thought his picture was taken for exceeding the speed limit, even though he knew he was not speeding. Just to be sure, he went around the block and passed the same spot, driving even more slowly. But again, the camera flashed. He thought this was quite funny, so he slowed down even further as he drove past the area. But the traffic camera flashed yet again. He tried a fourth time with the same result. The fifth time he was laughing when the camera flashed as he rolled past at a snail's pace. 2 weeks later, he got 5 traffic fine letters in the mail for driving without a seatbelt. Yeah. Okay. That's cute. It's not hilarious, but it's kind of cute. I get these things from my friend Wayne. Here was one I got that said, never choke in a restaurant. Let's see. Two hillbillies walk into a restaurant while having a bite to eat. They talk about the moonshine operation. Suddenly, a woman at a nearby table who is eating a sandwich begins to cough. After a minute or so, it becomes apparent that she is in real distress. One of the hillbillies looks at her and says, "Can you swallow?" The woman shakes her head no. Then he asks, "Can you breathe?" The woman begins to turn blue and shakes her head no. The hillbilly walks over to the woman, lifts up her dress, yanks down her drawers, and quickly gives her right butt cheek a lick with his tongue. The woman is so shocked that she has a violent spasm and the obstruction flies out of her mouth. As she begins to breathe again, the hillbilly walks slowly back to his table. His partner says, "You know, I'd heard of that there hind lick maneuver, but I ain't never seen nobody do it." Hind lick maneuver. Yeah. Okay. And we have, should we get one?
Are you ready for some football?
Oh, no, we're not going to talk about football. Football season is over. The games are over. A team, actually, Kansas City, forgot what they were. Kansas City team actually took the championship game. That's okay. It's Kansas City, Missouri versus Kansas City, Kansas. And let's see. While we're waiting, let's... should we do a sponsor? Let's see. I'll tell you what. Let's do a quick sponsor. I got to get a new one from these.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra leg room.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No. That is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room.
Ah.
I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue. Based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
That must have been that same hillbilly guy with the hind lick maneuver, I guess, that thought that. So, well, we're ready to go and talk a bit about the clothing. Do I have Angelica on? No, I don't.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Hello? Yes.
Hi, it's Angelica.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. So did you tell your friends that they can call in, too?
I did, but it was kind of a last minute, so I'm not sure if
it's
going to work out.
Yeah, if they want to, that's not a problem. We can all chat and whatever. So
yeah, totally.
Yeah. So first, explain this to us all about clothing made with herbs.
it's a age-old Indian tradition called Ayurvastra. Its sister is Ayurveda, which is more popular. Ayurvastra is basically, Ayur is health or life, and Vastra is clothing. So these, we use natural ingredients and herbs such as pomegranate, basil, indigofera, lemon, to infuse within the yarns, 100% organic yarns, to give its color and natural properties.
Uh-huh.
So once, when the wearer wears the garment, they're benefited because the natural properties, you know, could seep into your skin, making you feel jovial, refreshed, rejuvenated. It's it comes from an ancient Indian philosophy.
So this is not a new thing.
It's not a new thing. It exists. It's actually very popular, believe it or not, in Australia, Europe, and India, of course. But Adu is one of the first people to bring it to the America.
Oh, I see. So I just had this picture in my mind of putting in the washing machine and the water now and using the water for soup base.
that could be, you know, we could try that.
which leads me to the question in terms of washing it.
Washing is, we recommend hand wash with very mild detergent, preferably organic detergent, which is so widely available now. And it's, you know, inside out, hang dry. Although I have used the washing machine with like dark clothes, so you don't see the color as much.
Right.
But it's definitely hand wash recommended.
But it's washing cold water, I assume.
Yes, washing cold water. Yes.
But there's a company I came across because of all the with the green products, etc. Was it Eucalan? One of them, I think it was it was another company, and it was like special detergent.
Mm-hmm.
It was detergent so that you don't even have to put it on the rinse cycle.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I'm going to write the name.
Yeah, and they come in these different scents. I think one was like grapefruit and something else.
Would be a great compliment with Adu clothing because you'll keep it all natural.
Oh, sure. I'll think about it. I know it's like downstairs in my laundry room right now. I can't think of them, but you know I have to go into all of these green product events. After a while, I'm forgetting the names of things, but. But that would be a great thing to wash it in. Now, what kind of, like, in terms of the line of clothing, like, what do you have?
Right now we have long sleeve top, we have tank top, we have a wrap. We just came up with two new colors for a hoodie and yoga pant, which is natural color for the yoga pant and hoodie is in navy, dark navy, and natural color. And we also have a tunic top, but we are very excited because we are soon going to launch our fall line, which has more transitional clothing.
When you say transitional, meaning like what kind of clothing?
Transitional meaning you could wear it to yoga, you could lounge in it, or go to work. So it's going to be like all-day clothing, basically. And just to give you, you know, just an idea, it's going to have these very comfortable loungy pants, which has like a lot of gathering, and it's actually inspired by the Jodhpurs in, from India, and it's going to have a lot of loose fitted tops, very airy, very natural, and very exciting colors.
Yes. Now, when you say, like, I know I have a problem in terms of pants is that I'm a short person. And you know, and not a skinny person either, and so it'll fit around the waist, and then there's always
Totally. It will have elastic waistband, it will fit all, and then it's actually a pen that you can gather at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are, you know, a little bit shorter in height, you could gather more versus, you know, if you're taller, then you can, like, have it plain bottom without gathering. So
this would be fantastic. When do you plan for this line to come out?
It's going to be in a couple of months. It's going to be a couple of months. It's not closed, but, you know, watch out.
That'll be interesting. I this is a hint. I'm going on some press trips in September and October, and this way. Oh, and another one in November. It would be perfect for me to be wearing the clothing, and people are going, "What's that? What's that? Where'd you get that?" I love doing
that. Exactly.
So
that would be wonderful.
We'll talk about that.
Yes.
After
we'll
the show
get
and over. Yeah. But is a reason, like when you say for yoga, is that because of the herbs, and then, you know, like what it does for you, like personally or your spirit or whatever, that why you use it in yoga?
It's ancient Indian tradition actually is used during yoga practice or during sleeping or to cure various diseases. Keeping the tradition alive of this clothing line, it's great to wear it during yoga when you're meditating and you want to feel peaceful from outside and inside. And, you know, instead of wearing something which is dyed using chemicals, why not use actually benefits? Your soul and your body.
So now, just to get a little more explaining, so like, how is this done? So now, so in other words, are they they're taking the is it it's not is it wool, is it cotton? What's basically the material?
The cotton. It's 100% organic cotton, we take the natural ingredients. For example, let's take pomegranate. As an actual ingredient, it's going to be dried, it's going to be made into a powder form, and it's going to be thrown in the yarns of cotton while they're dyeing, and also, you know, to give its properties.
Right.
So it's it'll give like a nice, vibrant maroon color, like a wine color.
Okay.
And so once the yarns are dyed using pomegranate, it will then go into drying process, and then it will get woven into fabric. So from that fabric stage, then it gets sewn into garments.
So let's say if you're wearing it and it's got the pomegranate, and if you sweat, will you have more antioxidants in your body because of it?
Well, I'm not technically supposed to say this, but it's, you know, pomegranate is great antioxidant, and so is lemon, which is another ingredient, and, you know, all these wonderful herbs and natural ingredients have their benefits.
Now, Is there some, like, can you, like, get to a point where you wash out the herbs? Can that actually happen?
It's not going to happen for a very long time because you're using a very mild detergent.
Right.
And it's not going to happen. It's, you know, you think about when you wash any polyester, it's
right.
eventually going to fade, or, you know, it's
yes.
eventually it's going to happen. So it will eventually, like, show that it's fading a bit, but not any time.
It's like in your dryer when you have lint. Don't you get wonder, like, is my clothing shrinking? Where is all the lint coming from?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, every time I do laundry, I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah, like, what? How much of it is coming off of what? Which piece of clothing is this?
Right.
I mean, I don't I often wonder if people can actually, like, recycle lint, you know? And,
you know, yeah, I'm sure you can.
I mean,
like, I found out that more lint comes out when I wash, like, towels and bed linens.
Right.
So I'm sure once you, I don't know, I think I'll find that.
Like, can't you, like, stuff a pillow or something? You know, these are the thoughts that I had. What can you do with lint? I have actually seen, by the way, people do artwork
with lint.
With lint,
yes.
Very
cool, very cool. You can stuff, you know, toys. You can, like, little teddy bears or something.
Yeah. I think the concern, I once asked, I think the concern is because the lint could be too... If some of it is too, like, fine, it'll get through the, you know, the whatever your stuff. But
right.
if you do something that's, you know, that it won't get through,
right.
you know, that, you know, that's not too bad. It would be interesting, actually, to see how, especially if you did that, let's say, with a pillow, how soft it or hard the pillow turns out
yeah.
by doing that,
yeah.
you know.
You have to really stuff it in order to make it a little firm.
Yeah. But, I mean, you'd think with all the green products that
mm-hmm.
somebody would be doing something with lint and recycling lint, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you'll hear about it soon.
Yeah, well, you may, in case you're looking into a second business.
Right.
That's an idea for you. What made you decide to get into this, by the way?
I've always aspired to have my own line of clothing. I just wanted to work with a concept that I am really passionate about. So after working for several companies here in New York, I decided to do this because it not only keeps the tradition alive, but it also incorporates my commitment towards sustainability and, you know, eco-friendly clothing. So
right.
I thought it was a great blend of the two. And it's only, you know, it's been way less than a year. We launched in October, and we're gaining very wide popularity. I'm actually very proud and pleased with everything.
Yeah, that shirt is really nice. Feels really nice.
Great.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. And now have you experienced watching the process of this being done?
I did visit the factory when I first thought of this concept. I did go to the factory to see the process, to meet the workers, to, you know, to see how it actually happens, because if, you know, my name is going to be on it, I have to know it. So, yeah, I actually did, and it's very, it's a community, basically, the factory that we work with in India. It's a community of people,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, it's most of the process is hand-done, like the dyeing and sorting the natural herbs, and it's a hand, totally hand process. I mean, you do use machines to, you know,
dry out the yarns and weave into fabrics. But it's a very happy environment. And there was no waste that was being produced from this, because it's, you know, you're dyeing using natural ingredients. So what the people there were doing is using the water to actually water the plant as manure.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it recycles back into the earth, and then you have more natural ingredients. And so
how was it decided, like, that certain things can be used or not be used? I mean, like, you know, what herbs, or had they come across one they went, oh no, this won't work?
They have a list. They start with the herbs that are most beneficial to you, because it is traditionally used to cure diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have particular herbs in mind that they use. So any herbs that you basically use in Ayurveda, you know, any herbs that you consume, eventually goes into the dyeing process.
Okay. I mean,
well, it's not just pomegranate. It's
right.
A wide variety of herbs. It's like a huge list.
So in other words, when you're doing something, it's like more than one herb will go into the making of clothing.
Totally. Yeah. Pomegranate, for an example, like for wine color, there is herb called madder. Then they'll use pomegranate seeds. Then they'll use, you know, several other, like, basil. It's like a whole mixture.
So, in other words, there are certain herbs just for the coloring versus just to put them in there, and herbs for whatever. I mean, you know.
Yeah, to give it beneficial,
Now, I mean, like, the first thing I did when the shirt arrived is I smelled it. I was waiting for
a lot
some
of,
smell.
A lot of people ask that.
And it didn't. I'm going, oh, it's not like I feel like I need have the need to chew on it now. What happens with that? I mean, like, of course, you don't want it to smell like an herb, you know.
It's actually, you can smell a little bit of a difference if I smell a natural color versus what you have is a saffron color.
Right.
If I smell the natural color, which key ingredient is lemon, it's mostly lemon, you can smell it a little bit. But I cannot smell as much in saffron color or wine color.
Right.
So it's like it's a mixture of herbs, so it all gets, you know, jumbled in together.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through like a finishing process, so it's, you know, it's not going to smell funky or anything.
Well, and because it's cotton, I mean, is it has more breathability? Is that correct?
Yes, it's 100% organic cotton, so it's definitely very breathable.
I just had a brilliant idea in my head, and I'll email you about it.
Okay.
I'll tell you what one of the things that I'm doing, because I'm very good at networking. I love networking.
Awesome.
I'm going on a cruise in November, and it's a lesbian cruise. Lesbian and herbs.
Lesbian and herbs.
Yeah. Well, that, and it occurred to me that. And I'll let you know what the cruise company or whatever that's doing this. I'm going to be doing an article on the cruise, and this could be something that they might be interested in selling on the ship.
Yeah, why not?
Because I'm sure people, the women will be into, meditation and things like that, and not even that. If it's like, you know, because you were talking about it's like kind of lounging stuff.
Yeah.
People will be very happy to have some, you know, nice loose fitting clothing just to hang around, you know, not necessarily, I don't know what they're planning, like whether you need to dress, you know, for dinner, dress up
yeah.
for dinner. But if people are just, you know, wanting to have some clothes to lounge in. What now, I haven't gotten to this point, in terms of the wrinkledness of it, how bad?
Well, it's the natural, 100% cotton clothing.
Right.
So it's basically, you know, you have knits and woven. It's not going to wrinkle like a linen
right.
would wrinkle. I mean, I have, whenever I take it out of the laundry, I fold it neatly and it's fine. It stays very good. But, you know, after the laundry, if you, like, throw it in a bag, it'll have some wrinkle, but it'll eventually fall out because it's...
Right. And it's the kind of stuff that even it has wrinkles and, like, no one would care.
Right. It's not meant to be dressy. It's
yeah.
lounging, it's yoga-ing, and, you know, nobody's
oh, sure.
judging you if
the more
you have some wrinkles.
And that would be great to have on the cruise, right? You know, oh, yeah, I don't even have to iron. I could stuff it in my bag and take it with me.
I never. Like, one of my main philosophies is when I wear clothing, I never have to iron them.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going off to, I'm going to Norfolk, Virginia on a press trip. That's in September. In October, I'm going up to Winnipeg.
Fun. Travel around.
Oh, yeah. I'm also going up to Seneca Falls for the inductions, for the Women's Hall of Fame inductions.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good place
yeah.
for me to wear it.
You're
so,
thinking all the different occasions.
Yeah, so I'm now thinking of all these things. you know, and this time I'll make sure the size is correct.
Yes.
Since I'm a big person.
Right on. Yep.
it's not a one size fits all. But that's a, you know, okay. That's not a problem. But I think it's a great idea and it's a great line of clothing and it's again it's something that's comfortable to wear. I would have to see like wearing it outdoors, you know, you don't have to be seeing a yoga position. I mean, you know, it got to a point that clothing, I mean, like pajamas became clothing.
Right.
So,
right.
Which I think became very humorous. I mean, if somebody's, you know, so no one can complain about somebody being mentally disturbed because they're walking around outside
right.
in their pajamas, walking down the street, you know.
Right.
It was a cover-up. I think that's what that was. For the person who did that and said, oh, my God, someone thinks I'm crazy. Ah, I will continue on this and make a whole line of this, and then no one will think I'm nuts. You know, that's like the same thing with the cell phones. You could talk to yourself.
Yes.
It could look like if you would talk to yourself years ago, they thought you were nuts. Because you're talking to yourself. Now you could just...
You know what? I
yeah.
still look around. I'm like, wait, who's this person talking to?
Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
have
I,
those little earpieces
oh, the,
now that
yes,
you don't see
yes,
them.
The Bluetooth thing. I mean, it's,
yeah,
I,
the Bluetooth
I know.
Thing.
It's so funny to do that. But you also have to realize, now, someone can just take an earpiece, stuff it in their ear, put the other thing in just in their pocket, and have nothing, and walking around and talking to themselves, and they could probably say anything. They could curse and swear and all this kind of stuff, and if people turn and look at them, they would say, what? This is a personal conversation. What are you listening for? Or as I say, the world is my telephone booth. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so I'm glad you were able to call. I believe we will connect on this. So it's what is the now? It's ADO, A period, DPO period, and what does the ADO again stand for?
ADO stands for Angelica. That's my first name.
Yeah.
Dreams Organic.
Okay.
So it's ADO. The website is adoclothing.com.
Okay, but you don't have to put A period, D period, O period.
Yes. So
it's just adoclothing.com.
For website, it's adoclothing.com.
Okay.
For the company logo, if you have it, it's like A dot, D dot, O.
Right. Okay, that's great. Well, I'm going to get I'll get in touch with you, and let's talk about, you know, what we can do to get your clothing out there.
Yes, and I also want to add, it's actually now available in two places.
Where?
I'd want to shop online. It's available at Kadampa Meditation Center in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
In Glensby, New York, and the other one is...
I'm sorry, what part of New York?
Glensby.
Okay.
Glensby, New York. And the other one is Jiva Mukti Yoga Center Boutique in Union Square, New York.
Oh, okay. So that's fabulous. Okay, and the next time I'm in Union Square, I'm going to check it out and say, oh, this is fabulous. Where did you get this stuff? So, okay. Again, thank you so much. I know we had to put this off a couple of times, and you're calling in. I'm glad I had the opportunity
to
talk about this. And as I said, I'm going to get back with you on this and see what I can do to assist promoting this.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely talking to you.
Have a fabulous evening. And now you've made me hungry, and after the show, I'm going to chew on some clothing or something.
Okay. Well, bon appetit.
Yeah. Right. Have a good evening. Right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Oh, yeah. So it's adoclothing.com. And, well, from clothing, we're now going to go to absolutely completely different topic. I'll tell you, instead of my explaining this whole thing, why don't we just get Joseph Perry, or Joe Perry, to tell you about these tables. Hi, Joe, how are you?
Hi, Mel. Miss Perry, how you doing?
Oh, it's not Joe, it's Mrs. It's the other half.
The other half, yeah.
Oh, okay.
How are you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Thank you for having me.
Huh?
Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, sure. So explain this whole thing about, first to tell us all, you know, what these tables are.
The tables we invented because we felt there was a need out there, because we had a need and we couldn't find it anywhere. We have two different designs. We have one design. The concept is when you sit down either next to a chair or when you're entertaining, that, you know, lots of times you knock over glasses or bottles and, you know, you have spills and things along that line. So the first concept we did was we had created an entertainment room, and we needed chairs in between needed a table in between the chairs that we could put the popcorn and the soda and the drinks. And we went around, and we couldn't find it anywhere unless you bought those big leather, you know, couches with the fancy, you know, cup holders and that in between. And I said, well, this is ridiculous price. We can do better. So what we did is we invented a table that can go in between two recliners and won't interfere with the recliners going back and that. And it has two cup holders. So for somebody watching TV on either side, you can, you know, have a cup holder. You have space to put, you know, candy or popcorn or whatever you're eating. Or it's very nicely done in mahogany and other finishes that you can also put it in your living room next to a chair or a couch. So it can go into a den, it can go into a living room, and it's very nicely made. It's a permanent piece of furniture, and it's an entertainment piece that you'd be proud to have in any of your rooms. Then the second table, which is very unique, is that we created it when you want to entertain.
So the first one is what you would call the tea table, right?
No, the first one is actually the tea table is the first one we actually call the home entertainment room.
Oh, okay.
With the table. The tea table.
Is that the one? I'm sorry. Is that the one that like you screw it?
Yes.
Together. Okay.
Right.
The one
now,
that gets screwed. Okay.
Yes. And there you don't need any, you know, you don't need to screw it in. You don't need a screwdriver or anything. It just, everything goes in without no tools. Very easy to assemble.
Right.
And the second table that you're referencing, the teak table, which also comes in a black and white finish with hand-painted finish or a mahogany, we created that for people to entertain and who might like to have a piece of furniture out all the time or who does not have a room. The uniqueness of it, besides having cup holders, is that it folds up, it collapses, and it can be put away into a bag and stored in a closet or under a bed, wherever your space is. Or it can also come with you. The teak table is small enough to take to a tailgate party, to take on a boat when you want to, you know, you have a boat
right.
and you want to entertain in a boat and you're out for the day boating or in the backyard. And what we did is we created a storage bag that everything closes nicely in it if you do not want to use it all the time and keep it out. And if you would like to keep it out, there are very nice finishes. We have a teak table, which is a little bit smaller, which is lighter weight, which allow you to take it to tailgate or onto a boat or picnics. And then we have a little bit larger one that you would use more for, like, you had friends over for drinks or the holidays and you're entertaining. And it has a very nice hand-painted finish, and it comes with a separate tray for entertaining. And it's light enough that one person, like a woman living in an apartment by herself, can still open it up and keep it out and take it away and, you know, disassemble it with, again, no tools, no screws or anything.
Right.
And
yep.
can put it away in a bag. And she doesn't, you know, doesn't need another person to help you set this up all the time. And,
yes. So in other words,
very new.
Yeah, so I'll explain it further that, There's two sort of, if you want to call them, two trays. So the top tray that has the areas for the, like, either wine, whatever you want
yes.
to put, like cup holder kind of thing.
Correct.
And then there's a tray at the bottom of the thing, too.
Right, that comes out as separate, right. And then
Go
ahead.
No, as I say, that you could either use it to just to, let's say, put, put the hors d'oeuvres out on one of them, you know.
Right.
And then either people can go walk over to the table and get it, or you just take the tray from the hors d'oeuvres and just, you know, walk around with it and just, you know, say, hey, last one, put it right back.
Right, exactly.
You know?
And then we have a very flat piece of on the very bottom also that can come up when you take the top off if you wanted to use that separately for entertaining because it has handles. And you can have another flat table, almost like a concept of like a snack table type look, you know, where you have another table on top that you can use it for, you know, your entertaining there, or if even you can use it as a laptop table or something if you needed it. So it's a very versatile. It has a lot of different type of, configurations that, you know, can be used in a lot of different ways. There's an actual, you know, to get a better handle on it, you can look on our website also, which has, you know, pictures of it, both assembled and collapsed and put into a bag.
Now, and what is the website?
The website is thetableserver.com. So
okay.
It's www.thetableserver.com.
Okay, and so to get back to this, so I want people to understand that this is not it's not compressed wood.
No, it's made of all wood. It's very well made. You'd be proud to have it in any room of your house. It has very decorative legs with curves to it, and that it has. We have interior decorators. We're very excited when they saw it at some of the shows that we had it at. It's black, like the one is black, has black with hand-painted flowers. Everything is hand-painted in the black and white. It's hand-painted by an artist. And the mahogany is a very nice, rich mahogany finish. And the teak is an indoor-outdoor table. So, you know, you have the different wood there so that you can have it as an outdoor item. That's what we say that would be good for boats and picnics and things along those
right.
lines. And they each, you know, have four cup holders. So, you know, you have an area to put, like, your wine bottles or your liquor bottles and that. And then you have area for glasses, and you have plenty of room for ice buckets. And you have room to put on the top a little cheese and cracker tray or something along those lines. We use it all the time for entertaining. You know, before I would have to, you know, open a card table to set up a, you know, mini bar or use my countertops. Now I'm very proud to put this piece of furniture out. And, you know, we serve with it all the time during the holidays and when friends come over.
Oh, you could do a whole sushi and sake.
Yeah, you can do everything with it. It's very versatile. It's very unique. It's almost a little bit hard to explain because it is so unique, and there's nothing really out there in the marketplace.
Right.
We've had a very positive, you know, feedback, and, you know, a lot of people purchasing it. Everybody who has it is just, you know, totally excited about it, loves it, you know, tells their friends about it.
Well, the negative part about it is, for me, is that I now have the small one sitting in my living room, and I bring my food into the living room and watch TV all the time.
And I have, like, my, you know, friends and family have little children. They love it because, you know, you put it near when a child is sitting. You put that glass in the cup holder area, and you don't have to worry about spills.
Right, yeah.
Or you have, you know, older people who, you know, have a hard time, you know, putting it up. Like, I have my father-in-law, who's 92, that lives with us. He has it right next to his chair, and he uses it all the time. He puts his drink in some. He puts some of, you know, like, the in one cup holder. He also puts his the remote for the TV.
And
so
everything
is very handy for him.
And his false teeth, too.
Yes, and his false teeth, yeah.
I mean, you could think about using it as a nightstand.
Yes. It's very, very versatile. My daughter has one of them that she puts next to her bed, and she does. She puts her remotes, and she puts all her different things in the holders as she has a drink there. And so it's very versatile. And in the original one that I had spoke about that we call the entertainment table, it, you know, it you cut down the cost of having to buy this, you know, huge leather thing and that.
Oh,
you know, we got
sure.
a sale. We got a Lazy Boy recliner on sale. We put these two next to it. We created our own home entertainment room, and everybody for half the price, and everybody comes in and says, oh, my God, look at this room. And we did everything at half the price. Because of the versatility of the table that's in there also. And then we have one that's sitting in the living room right next to the couch. So it goes in from a den. It's such a nice finish that it can go from a den into a very fancy living room. So whatever your purpose is,
sure.
You can put it into any style home.
Well, I just thought of a great idea, too, especially for you having it as a nightstand, you know, like to have something, you know, with water in it. So when, you know, in the middle of the night, you get, you know, if you're thirsty,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
right there.
Right. You don't have to worry about knocking it over. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if you do use it for entertainment, you know, you have the easiness of putting the bottle right on. You can put the glass right next to it. You pour and put it back in again, and you don't worry about all the spills.
Sure.
You know, it's very versatile. It's very unique. If anybody is interested, I, you know, highly recommend looking at the website. I think that the minute they look at the website, they'll know exactly what we're talking about and saying, hey, you know, I've been looking for something like this. This is, you know,
oh, yeah.
great.
I, as a matter of fact, I had used both of them at my birthday party. I had them in time, and everybody was like amazed. Everybody was asking me about these, and because, you know, because they were so fabulous. You know, first they looked at me and said, ah, "Maria, you have so much furniture in the house already."
Yeah.
I said, "No, wait. These are portable. I can put them away."
That's what's great about it. When we had a show, everybody walked by and would say, oh, this is nice. I said, wait a minute. Look what it does. Look at all the different configurations. Look how it folds up at the end of the day when you're all finished. It goes nicely in a bag that we supply you, and you can put it away, or you can travel with it. With more, we gear the more the lighter weight one for the travel, the teak. But
right.
obviously, you know, the other one obviously can, you know, go with you. It's portable also. But people are amazed then when they see how we can configure, and you can bring up the tray up to the top, or you have all the different configurations that you can put onto the table, and then at the same time, all you do is just touch it, close it up, put it away, no screws, no hammers, no screwdrivers, no nails, no nothing. Everything just easily collapses and goes into a bag.
Yeah. That's so great. You know, I was at a Green Products event. No, not a Green Products. It was one of those houseware show. And I know there was some guy that had these tables, portable tables. And but I got they weren't quite. They looked. They were not. There was nothing small.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't quite. They all kind of were the same, like light, you know, the blondish kind of thing.
Right. Right.
And I didn't really like get into it. I mean, I thought it, my head said, "Oh, it's a great idea because it's portable,"
yeah.
But it, you know, your
yeah.
what you have surpasses it because
yeah.
it's. What the guy had, I said, more looked like it's portable, but you know might not be something you would want permanent,
right?
In the home,
right?
You know.
And that's what we try to do, the versatility for you to have either way. And it's very sturdy. It's not flimsy like when you do think of the old snap tables, how you had it up
oh,
and you
yeah.
put it next to it. They were flimsy. You always had to worry about it, you know, shaking in this. This is very sturdy. Again, you know, but, you know, we made it light enough that it can be put away and that you're not struggling with two people trying to, you know, collapse it into a bag. And,
right.
you know, and we try to make it that anybody be proud to have it in any room of their home and but be versatile to be able to collapse it. And again, not needing to be a rocket scientist at trying to put it together and have screws and screwdrivers and you know, pliers, and it's just the right size for an apartment, you know, apartment dweller, someone doesn't have a lot of room but wants to have something nice out when, you know, friends come over or keep it out all the time. It's just, we try to keep it just that nice size that's just right
now,
without overbearing.
Which one would you like that somebody could use for a laptop? Because
well, what you can do is, you know, where the tray is on the bottom, there's a flat piece underneath the tray that the tray sits on.
Right.
There's a shelf. That shelf can come up. You can take the very top off where the cup holders are, and that top can come up and be placed on the that shelf can come up to the top and be placed on the top while you're still using a tray somewhere else or you're using that other piece. But
uh-huh.
that then becomes like a table unto itself.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah. No, that fits right up on the very top.
Oh, okay. Because
yep.
I would be interested
yep.
in using that as a laptop.
Yeah, exactly as it is on the bottom, the way it just fits in, it fits in on the top portion also.
Oh.
So, you know, we've put it up on top where I've had the tray serving and taken that other piece and put it out somewhere, and we still, you know, have the versatility of that as another table to use.
Great. That's
and,
fabulous.
And we use it in the, you know, I have it in the backyard between my, you know, the different chairs in the backyard, next to the pool, next to here. You know, we have it in the den. It's so versatile. I have it almost in every room of the house. And people that have bought it have sent us pictures and showed us how the versatility of where they put it. And, you know, everybody just, you know, when they get it, they just rave about it, that how great it is.
What's the price range?
The price range is about $175 to about $220, depending
okay.
upon the table you're looking at.
Okay, which is,
yeah.
I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, considering for the quality.
Yeah, no, it's a good quality.
Yeah,
it's very well made.
Again, we're not talking.
No.
Yeah, we're not talking that. Wood
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, it's not
yeah.
that, and it's like a piece of furniture, and like I said,
right.
the black and white is hand-painted with very protection and good finishes on it, you know, to protect it. You know, anybody listening in your show or anything that is interested, if they, you know, go on their website and call, you know, we'll give free shipping for anybody interested, you know, that calls in from your show for your viewers.
Okay. Yeah.
Where, you know,
I'll put that on my on the blog here
yeah.
about this as well.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name again.
Oh, Chris. Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually own the company. Joe invented. Was the brains behind it, and actually, then it's my company.
For you.
Yeah. So he was the brains inventing it, and I've taken it over and. you know, involved with the business now.
Mm. All right, I'm going to call you. I do a lot of I like to pair people up with things. I'm trying to think. I just said the word on the air before. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have an idea for you, and I'll call you right after the show is over.
Oh, that'd be great.
To tell you, because it's on my mind, because, you know, I have a couple of ideas, and one of them in particular.
Mm-hmm.
This is fabulous. I'm glad I finally got you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the last time.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know? I'm gonna as I said, I'll blog and stuff like that. I'll get this the information there to let people know that if you go through the website and you order it, that
if you mention
shipping.
The show, we'll do free shipping. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it, Marilyn.
And, good best of luck on this. And I hope I can assist more on this. It was, I did already put it in the paper, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
I printed about it. So I did at least get that part out.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Marilyn.
Okay. Thanks
thank
a lot,
you very
Chris,
much.
And
okay.
Have a great evening.
Okay, you
okay.
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. So, yes, so remember, it's thetableserver.com. They really are great portable tables. I mean, they're real, you have to go to the website to see it. You know, it's not chazerai, as we say in Yiddish, junk, you know. And it's definitely not that pressed wood kind of thing. It's like real furniture. You know? It's a little bit kind of antique looking too, that kind of thing. It's time for me to take a break, and let's see. Let's do some music, and what's their names? I can't think of the name. Okay, let's just do one here. Here we go.
Run.
Yeah, did you figure out that the name of the song is Next Time I Fall? I think you did. Okay. I'm going to end a little bit early. Next week, I think, I'm going to attend some kind of tomato festival early next week, and the talk is about actually the blight of these tomatoes that's happening. We're having a problem with the tomato crops. I don't know, like all over. I mean, they seemed okay when I was in Bellingham up there, but I guess not so great on Long Island, I guess, due to the all of the rains. So I'm going to be having, I think, one of the farmers speak to us about it. And hell knows what else will be on next show. I'll play it by ear. But until then, have a good day, evening, or whatever it is, and hope don't drown wherever you are. If you're in any area, stay away from the tornadoes. And okay. And take at least try to take responsibility for your life or the things you do. It'll help me. It's really what it's all about. So until then. Next week.